Well, back home now, in half an hour, the Dáil resumes for what's likely to be a febrile term, although how long that term is likely to last remains unclear. Despite a summer of speculation about a November election, the Taoiseach continues to insist the government will run its full term, while the Taoiseach has said February would be a good month to go to the polls. We'll talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehan in just a few moments. First, though, our reporter Juliet Gash has been getting reaction from TD on this first day back, beginning with Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy.
Well, I think actually this is in reality the first day of the general election campaign, and for Sinn Féin we will be using every opportunity to set out our alternative to this, what has been a disastrous government in terms of housing, in terms of healthcare and disability services.
You brought up the election before I did. When do you think it's going to be, and are you prepared for when that date is?
I think it will be in November, but regardless of when it is, yes, we are prepared. And I think more importantly, I think the people are ready, and I think we're going to see, I suppose, a building up of a desire to do things differently. We have a lot of money in this country now, but it's not being utilised properly.
Danny Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Loads of speculation about when the next election will be. What do you reckon?
You see, there's so many different opinions as to when the general election is going to go, but or when it is going to happen. But I suppose either way, it is on now anyway. What we're talking about is maybe the difference of seven or eight weeks, the middle of November or the middle of February or the end of February, whatever. We'll have to fight our corner just like we did every time, going back for many decades now, whether it was my father was running, whether it was Michael, and now myself and Michael, both of us, will be hell-bent on returning back here again. There are so many issues and so many people disenfranchised. At this present time in the county of Kerry, people with disabilities, people with mental health issues, they're not being seen after properly at all. There's so many things.
Ivana Bacik, Labour TD for Dublin Bay South and leader of the Labour Party. Well, our priority for this new Dáil term remains the priority of housing, calling on government to take on much more urgent and ambitious action to address the chronic shortage of housing that is cutting across every community, and it remains the number one issue for every single community across the country. It is the civil rights issue of this generation and of every generation, because I'm hearing from older persons whose children are still living at home well into their 30s. I'm hearing from older persons who themselves are in housing insecurity because they face the likely prospect of eviction from rented properties, or they cannot afford to keep up a mortgage. These are real stories of heartbreak across the country, and the government urgently needs to tackle this.
Just in relation to an election, and there's so much speculation about it, when do you think it will be?
I believe it will be in mid-November. I think it will probably be the 15th of November, and I've no problem saying that. And I think we need more clarity and more honesty from the Taoiseach on this, because no matter what he says about wanting to run full term, the reality is that across the country, everybody believes, including people within his own party, everybody believes it will be mid-November. This is a real waste of time. It's a real distraction. Clearly, it is suiting the government because it distracts from the real challenges facing households, the reality of the cost of living crisis, the housing crisis. These are the sort of crises that people are facing in their everyday lives, and government should be focusing now on fixing those crises.
Fergus O'Dowd, Fine Gael TD for County Louth.
You're not running again in the next election, so I suppose it's a slightly different feeling for you.
I've served 50 years in public life. This could be my last term of public office, and I'm really looking forward to it. But I'm really looking forward to this election coming up as well, and to help my own party get elected and back into power.
Have you any insight on when it'll be?
I don't, but if you look around here, there aren't too many people here right now, so I guess they're all canvassing, and a lot are obviously at the ploughing. But it's that time now. It's like you got to go to the dentist. You can wait till February. You can go now. I'd go now.
Fergus O'Dowd there with some advice for his party leader. Juliet Gash gathered those voices for us from Kildare Street this morning. Let's cross to Leinster House and our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Micheál, before we talk about the political agenda, people might remember that there was trouble this day last year when protesters, many of them on the far right, gathered outside the Dáil. What's security like today?
Security is very tight. Kildare Street, parts of Molesworth Street are cordoned off, and there's a very heavy Garda presence. There is a small protest down the far end of Molesworth Street at the moment, but not very big. I think, though, it won't be just a question of security today. I think there is or it is anticipated there will be further protests tomorrow. So this cordon, which is quite severe, is likely to be in place for the next 2 days.
The budget is just a couple of weeks away, and already we've had this drip, drip of nudges and hints. I think the energy credit in particular has had a good number of airings. Can we expect a lot more of that?
Yes, I think in particular that energy credit is the one that people are watching, though, and it does seem like government are considering something along the lines of €250 now. No decision of whether that's spread out over one or two payments, though. But the Taoiseach this morning, as he went into Cabinet, spoke about having a lot in place of that cost of living package between now and the end of the year. So the government has that extra money there that isn't for part of next year's budget. It's the leftover, really, from this year, and that's where that's going to go. So I think there will probably be more signals about what's on the way there. I suppose that probably happens anyway around budget time, but it is all the more pertinent given the fact that there is that election speculation in the air.
Housing is back in the news today with this news from the CSO that prices rose by almost 10% over the past year. Can we assume that this is an issue that the opposition is going to home in on?
Yes, I think so. And I think there are particular areas where the government are under pressure there. Obviously, the level of homelessness and in particular, child homelessness, and the fact, too, that just like at the last election, rents are continuing to rise and house prices are rising as well. What really is different, I suppose, this time is that it's a curious one, but the fact that the government does have so much money at its disposal now, particularly after that Apple tax case judgment. So there is no political cover when it talks about funds or lack of funds. So then it comes down to how the whole issue is being handled and strategy. And that does give the opposition, I think, room there to put the government under a degree of pressure.
Is the government going to have to say something more definitive about what it's going to do with the unwanted €14 billion?
Yes, I think it is. And I think that probably could happen, or there should be some indications as early as today, because there is a large part of the day now going to be dominated by a dull statements or dull debate on that money. And last night when the government leaders met with the public expenditure minister and the finance minister, I think the broad principles of what will be done with that Apple money has been agreed. The Taoiseach saying this morning that it offers real possibilities when it comes to housing.
Is there still a general view, and we heard it expressed there by Ivana Bacic, that the election will be in November, or is that changing?
Maybe slightly changing, because the fact that the government party leaders have been so consistent, and the language of Micheál Martin in particular seems fairly categoric about his preference for February. So if there is going to be a change on that, it probably gets more difficult the longer that the party leaders insist on this. But I suppose there's always the possibility of a row or a disagreement that could completely change things. Events could dictate this. But there were those words again from the Ceann Comhairle, the second time he's done it now, about the fact that leadership would be undermined if there was a change at the last minute. At the same time, no one is taking chances. Everyone is in election mode.
Micheál, thanks a million for that. Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent at Leinster House this lunchtime.